One of the tasks that I regularly have to do is to capture screenshots from the computer screen and then use them elsewhere. Perhaps it's in tutorials or making how-to instructions or presentations. And it's useful and helpful to be able to annotate or alter the images ever so slightly. Don't need a full-blown image processing application, just something to make a few alterations like cropping or annotating. My tool of choice historically has been a freeware application called MWSnap. Really useful, really helpful. But of course, in moving from computer to computer, you might come across one where it's not installed. Or you might be moving to a completely different platform. So you might be moving onto a Chromebook. And in order to be able to make those amendments to the images you're capturing, you need an application that's more universal, I suppose. And that's where Snageek comes in, which is a simple image annotating tool which is web-based. If you visit the Snageek homepage, it tells you what to do. It simply says, press Ctrl and V. In other words, paste the image into the box it provides. Now that image can be one that you've captured, a screen capture, like perhaps that you've used the print screen key on your keyboard. Our students do that a lot and invariably end up with massive file sizes because it captures the whole screen, even though they crop it within the application they're using. So actually cropping it as an image file makes a lot more sense, because then they'll obviously not be creating such enormous files that they need to share with each other. The kinds of things you can do with Snageek once you've got your image in there, as I said, it's a simple paste rather than having to upload it. You can obviously just annotate with a pen tool. You can add textual annotations. You can crop the image, as I've said. You can put on blocks to hide certain elements of the screen capture. Useful if you're trying to maybe hide some certain words in a sort of like a close exercise. Having done that, you can then simply re-download it. You don't need an account to do that, but if you create a Snageek account, which is free, you can then save those images online. It also provides you with a URL direct to the annotated image you've created. So if you want to use it elsewhere on the web, that's helpful too. So Snageek is particularly useful for the simple kinds of operations that you need to do when you're annotating images. You can also bring in images from elsewhere on the web. It's simply a matter of copying and pasting a URL. So simple, straightforward, and easy to use.